Psalm 86, we're looking at verse 3 and 4 this morning. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. A great psalm of deliverance for Israel. And it enters in the kingdom. It's really kind of a prophetic psalm, though it applied to the Israelites in the wilderness. J. Vernon McGee says, here's a psalm of deliverance and victory. We see the king in his glory and strength. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Each day when Israel was ready to begin their march in the wilderness, Moses would say, rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered. Let them that hate thee flee before thee. What a wonderful way to begin the day's march. Yes, amen. Calling on God. Let God arise. Maybe as we put our feet on the floor, as we step out of bed every morning, that's what we should say. Let God arise. Let all of my enemies be scattered. He goes on to say, sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Here again, we see that man is to glorify God.
Amen.
You sound with anyone, huh?
Amen.
Yeah, that's our purpose. That's what we're here for. And God is moving toward the day when the earth will glorify him. Men don't glorify God today. Instead, they take his name in vain. To which Matthew Henry says, none ever hardened his heart against God and prospered. God is the joy of his people. Then let them rejoice when they come before him. And that's what we're here to do this morning. We're here to rejoice as we come together collectively. And what does it mean? What are our instructions? We're told to sing unto God. And that sing in the Hebrew means, and I don't know if we can work this in or not, Pastor Kev, maybe. You're to walk around singing. Not just stand still, but it actually moves. Means to move around and kind of sing to each other about how great God is. And to praise him, it means to strike with the fingers as an instrument. Royal, see, you're right on the right path. Amen. Amen. Or using your fingers as instruments by clapping. It means to celebrate in song. And who are we going to praise? We're going to praise his name. What does that mean? It means we're going to praise his honor, his character, his individuality, his authority, and his renown. Hey, I'm up for that. How about you? Amen. And we're going to extol him, to raise up, to exalt him, to lift him up. And we're going to rejoice. These are all instructions, and it's so neat in the psalm. When you go to the Hebrew words, you see, oh, these are the actions I'm supposed to put to this. They aren't just words. They're verbs, and they tell us what to do and how to praise him. God lines out for us how we are to lift him up. To rejoice means this morning we're going to triumph, we're going to be joyful, and we're going to even jump for joy. Amen. We get our exercise when we praise God in the morning, right?
Right.
So what can we sing? Is he wonderful? Yeah, let's practice it during worship, huh? All those things. Sure, let's do that first. Let's just do a little. Let's stand and let's just do a little jump to the Lord. Whoa!
Whoa.
Yay!
Whoa!
Yay! See that Zumba class meets in here or whatever, and jazzercise. Hey, we got jazzercise and Zumba for God. Amen! Praiser size. Let's go, Pastor Kemp.